Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat
friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and foreign enemies within the United States of America. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. And I just wanted to tell you that you have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. And folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also check us out on our Facebook accounts, which are Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, and or go to Facebook again, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, so on and so forth. Folks, we're all over the place. We're trying to get the job done. We're doing all that we can do, and we're leaving the results up to God. And like Hudson Taylor, that foreign missionary to China, rightly said, I see three works of God. First, it's impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done. That's exactly right. And where do most people fail? Well, right in the middle where the cross is at, where it is difficult. We have to stay the course. We need to persevere. As a matter of fact, Webster's 1828, Webster's version, or definition, I'm sorry, of the word perseverance means a continuance in a state of grace until preceded by a state of glory. And that is exactly right. If it's the author and the finisher of our faith belongs to Jesus Christ, well, guess who's going to glory? Through the process, he is going to glory at the end of the day. Folks, you can also give us a call, a phone call at any time over the next hour, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, what we're going to be talking about in just a couple moments here is useful sodomites breeding hate, making way for foreign law in America. We talked a little tiny bit about this yesterday, but I want to expound and do a little bit of an exposition on it so you can understand to the degree as to where we're going. And the reason we're going the direction that we're going, the wrong direction, is because of what we're tolerating. And again, friends, what we need to do is get back and hold our ground and be diligent about holding our ground. What did our forefathers tell us about freedom? Well, the price of freedom is it's a diligence. And we need to stay diligent about the freedoms that we have and maintain them, a vigilance. And through that vigilance, we maintain our freedoms. And scripturally, friends, it's the good fight of faith. And most people don't understand that. They think that they're supposed to just stand back and say, well, God's on the throne. Yep, he's on the throne. And he's waiting for his church to act accordingly so he can show himself strong on the behalf of those whose hearts are perfected towards him. So, amen. Hallelujah. Folks, you can also do me a favor if you'd like to. Give us a call, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. If you want to jump over to Sons of Liberty Media with me right now, you can. And if you're driving, that's cool too. I'll do it for you. I got some headlines that might be of some interest to you. Obama threatens veto pen against new Congress. Listen carefully, friends. He's acting out of scope of authority. That is unlawful, therefore illegal, and it's unconstitutional. Therefore, that is an impeachable offense. And you can also impeach, and not only impeach him, friends, but also indict him for his crimes concerning the American people. Oh, and do not forget the 900 transgressions, friends. The 900 transgressions that this criminal has actually perpetuated concerning his crimes against we the people in this country. That's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We see a sad story. A two-year-old fatally shoots mother in an Idaho Walmart. You might want to check that one out again, folks. You just don't like going there. But it's a headline, and it's important for you to see. We need to talk about gun safety here. That's important. Also on Sons of Liberty Media, 19-year-old arrested for showing a video of him burning the Quran. Huh. How's that working out for you? How's that working out for you, America? So they'll actually arrest somebody that burns the Quran. But it's okay to burn the American flag and persecute Christians and everything that Christ is in America. Why is that happening? Well, I don't need to tell you why that's happening. It's happening, and again, friends, this is obviously the little leaven that the American people are allowing to leaven the lump. We need to deal with these issues, folks. Folks, again, this is illegal activities, what's going on. Why was he arrested? That's pretty bizarre, right? We also have on sonsoflibertymedia.com, when life gives you a lemon, CNN's Don Lemon is, well... Do I need to say anything, folks? Their ratings are so bad, they're lower than a snake's belly. They really are. They just don't get any worse. As a matter of fact, their ratings were so bad last year that the president of CNN actually removed himself. He tried to do that quietly, but we helped reverse that effect on the radio, and that's exactly what we did. But what's interesting is when you look at Mr. Don Lemon, you can make lemonade. And when life gives you a lemon, or in this case, again, a Don Lemon, well, what can you do with that? Well, if it's sour, just make a little lemonade out of it. What's interesting about this journalist, he was voted the worst journalist for 2014 by Columbia Journalism Review. You can also check that out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We didn't do that on purpose. As we say, they dig the hole. We just watch them fall into it, and then we want to show you the effects of working against a just and a holy God. It doesn't work out, because we know that God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. We also have Lurch at it again. Bradley, who's Lurch? Lurch. Remember when you were a little kid, you used to watch the Addams Family? Well, I did when I was a little itty-bitty baby boy. And it was black and white. And I remember this guy that used to walk in and he'd say, "You rang," and he'd do this a real deep voice. Well, interestingly enough, I was looking at John Kerry one day, and I just thought to myself, my goodness, is there a lot of the same qualities of who Lurch is and who John Kerry is? There's a lot of comparables, is there not? And so I just thought I'd have a little fun. And so now when I talk about John Kerry, I'm always bringing the Lurch factor in so you can remember who he is and liken him as to who. Well, maybe Lurch was his granddaddy or something. I don't know. Or maybe even his dad. But when you look at John Kerry, folks, the comparisons are just, you can't deny them. It's like, bro, I mean, this is like the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, right? You guys look like twin, you know, somethings, twin Lurches here or something. But anyways, having a little fun with your friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com. John Kerry proves humanists are bad apologists for Islam. You also heard him last week or the week prior to that, friends, where he's actually twisting scripture, saying that it was the Christian duty to protect the Islam and the religious people. Crazy stuff, folks. So if you could take some time and jump over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we want to let you know that the first month we were out on Sons of Liberty Media, we're 4 months old now. We ranked 13,000 in the United States. Not bad. And then every month since, we're 4 months old now, we have gained 100,000 unique visitors every month. And we just want to tell you again, we cannot do this without you. You cannot do this without us. And we're in this together, and we can do this one nation under God. Because remember, friends, if we're not one nation under God, then we're one nation that's gone under, and we don't want to do that. So let's get this right. Let's come back. Useful sodomites breeding hate and making way for foreign law in America. sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Noel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Day of that music, and then, well, we got to say goodbye to the Christmas music for 1 year. You know, we didn't even get Stephanie singing some songs here for Christmas. Maybe we can get her singing some, I don't know, some other Christian songs or something. I don't know, we'll figure that out. As opportunity arises, we will take it. Friends, let's go over to Useful Sodomites, Breeding Hate, Making War for Foreign Law in America. I'm actually looking, again, live radio here, looking for a quote from one of our friends under the Obama administration, and her name is Chai Feldblum, and it's interesting what she had to say. I'm pulling it up right now, but she said this. She said, "I believe granting liberty to gay people advances a compelling government interest." I want you to hear that again. "I believe granting gay liberty, or granting liberty to gay people, forgive me, people, advances a compelling government interest." Why would that be a compelling government interest? Well, do you remember what our friend John Adams, the second president of the United States, he said again? He said, "Our Constitution was made for a moral people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." But let me tell you what else he said in there. "Our government," he said, "our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other." He said, I'm sorry, going back to Chai Feldman, Opportunity Commission by Barack Hussein Obama, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, this is who this lady is, said again, "I believe granting liberty to gay people advances a compelling government interest." Well, because you need to understand, the more you're demoralized, the more the government usurps authority over the God-given rights that have been given to you by God. She said that such an interest cannot be adequately advanced if pockets of resistance, and in other words, anybody that speaks out against the homosexual lifestyle, to a societal statement of equality are permitted to flourish, and hence that a law permits no individual exceptions based on religious beliefs will be the least restricted means of achieving the goal of liberty for gay people. Did you hear that? She said that they want a law that permits no individual exceptions based on religious beliefs And she said that they will be the least restrictive means of achieving the goal of liberty for gay people. In other words, we must put the kibosh down on freedom of speech all the way across the boards. Again, this is Chai Feldman. And this is what she had to say. Well, is that not interesting that she would say that? That it would be a government interest? In other words, who's paying off these minions to advocate their propaganda in such a fashion to say, I believe granting liberty to gay people advances the compelling government interest? Does it sound like she knows what she's talking about? Well, she does to a degree. She really believes that she's doing the gay people a favor. But what she doesn't realize is when you spit against heaven, you're opening the doors for some demonic influence to come in and take you out. Or it's just strictly God's judgment that's going to fall down upon you. Because as I said, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. But it sounds to me like this woman knows exactly what she's trying to do. She does. But what she doesn't realize is she doesn't realize that Barack Hussein Obama, that's advocating and surrounding himself with radical homosexuals, 225 of them, case in point to be exact. Interestingly enough, he's also buddy with he's allied himself with those that are America's sworn enemies in more places than just the Middle East. But going to the Middle East and speaking to the Muslim Brotherhood and bringing up the religion of the Islamists, I'm sorry, isn't that interesting, friends, that the radical Muslims are on the backs of the homosexuals? And I'm not saying that to bring forth any innuendo whatsoever. I'm just simply stating it's interesting that we have the sodomites being used as useful idiots while they breed hate, while they make way for foreign law in America. What am I saying? What are you saying, Bradley? I mean, dude, you're like confusing me. No, I'm not. I'm saying that for this purpose. And as I've said over the years, and you need to listen to me because this is advancing more and more as the days go by, right under your noses, is that the homosexual sodomites are being used as a political battering ram inadvertently for many of these guys and girls to be used as a political battering ram to upend your constitution to give way to Sharia law. Hey, folks, I told you so. I told you so. You've heard me, Bradley. We've heard this before. Well, you haven't heard this. In close pursuit and right behind the sodomites are none other than the radical Muslims who are taking advantage of the totalitarian methodology of these useful idiots, these sodomites, who are attempting to pave the way for America's enemies, who, in fact, are attempting to implement foreign law through totalitarian methods. Who did these Islamists, these radical Muslims, learn it from, friends? I go on. Not only do we have the radical Islamists decrying that they are now victims of hate and are even going so far to pin on anyone that does not accept their doctrine of devils to be Islamophobic. Where do you think they got Islamophobic from, friends? Now, one has to ask the question as to where they have gotten the idea to overthrow the rule of law. Where did they get this methodology? How do we overthrow the law? Well, you got to put yourself as a victim. You have to polarize yourself. And if you really have to, you even have to self-inflict crimes and then blame it on your political opposition, just like Adolf Hitler did through his totalitarian methodology. Yeah, that's exactly what they've been doing, friends. That's exactly what they've been doing. Now, I'm saying that to set it up on this premise, because my premise has been laid, that we have found that recently that there have been even these Islamists, these radical Islam devils, have even been exposed for creating their own hate crimes in an attempt to blame them that they mean to overthrow for crimes that they themselves have contrived. Oh, by the way, friends, just so you know, and so you can understand, this is exactly what this administration does to foreign countries concerning you. Matter of fact, what comes to my aid right now is, do you remember Fast and Furious? Remember Fast and Furious was a scheme contrived by the DOJ and this criminal administration? And what they did is they put hundreds and thousands of guns into the hands of Mexican drug lords in Mexico, only to blame the American gun owner for the crimes that he and his administration contrived? But friends, you've already known this. You've known this for years, yet he's still there. Did you also know it wasn't too long thereafter we found out that 300 Mexicans were killed directly responsible for those murders was none other than Barack Hussein Obama and Eric Holder, the attorney general. Just so you know. Did you also know that Barack Hussein Obama also added injury to insult by actually going, or insult to injury, he actually went over to Mexico a couple months after that, and then he started to blame the American people to Mexico, to the Mexican people. He blamed the American people for the crimes that he contrived. Did you hear what I said? This is exactly what the sodomites are doing. This is exactly what now we have these Islamists doing in America so they can overthrow law, but they have to put themselves in such a position that they're a victim. Okay? This is exactly what's going on. And they have their teacher in the White House. It's the same thing with what we see going on across the boards in America today. And it's not as big as they want you to believe it is again, friends. All this racism, using the race card, folks, they contrive it. Then what they do is they perpetuate the crime. And then they stand back after the fight has started. And then they want to go and they want to control the chaos that's been created. But what you need to pay attention to, friends, is the fact that they are the creators of the chaos. They are the creators of the chaos. And it was these people also that said, we can't let a good crisis go to waste. No, especially when you're responsible for actually contriving the crime in the first place, or the crisis, or the chaos. Now, you might say to yourself, well, Bradley, that's just way out there. No, it's not. This is what happens to a nation that forsakes its God. This is exactly where we're at today. And see, I say this. Yes, friends, we're supposed to deal with crime in government. Yes, we're supposed to deal with the compromise and the crime that's in the church. Yes, that's true. But it starts with each one of us individually, and until we actually take responsibility, nothing's going to change. You can go out there and change the world over, friends, but if you're not changed, rest assured you're not going to change anything else, no matter what it looks like. And you can rest assured it will not be long-lasting unless God's hand is a part of what's going on. Unless his fingerprints are all over everything you're doing, it is void, it is vain, it is a waste of time. Now, when I come back, friends, I'm going to just take you to what happened on Christmas, where we had one of these radical Muslims actually go in and vandalize the Islamic Culture Center of Fresno, California on Christmas Day. They cried out that it was a hate crime until they found out that it was actually a Muslim that did it. Boy, oh boy, does this sound familiar. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Useful idiots, the sodomites, breeding hate, making way for foreign law in America. Yes, that's exactly what's happening here, friends. Pamela Geller, she's a friend of ours, reported a vandalism attack on the Islamic Culture Center of Fresno on Christmas Day was immediately branded. Listen, friends, it was immediately branded by Fresno Police Chief Jerry Dyer as a hate crime, and the Islamophobia grievance industry began to gear up in response. Now that a suspect has been arrested, the narrative is quickly collapsing. Now listen to this, friends. It gets even better. The video reported by KSEE Channel 24 describes the damage done to the mosque. 7 windows were broken and bleach was poured on an American flag. 7 windows were broken. Listen carefully, friends. 7 windows were broken and bleach was poured on an American flag inside of the center. But police announced today that the suspect arrested in the attack is 28-year-old Asif Muhammad Khan, who, according to news reports, is a Muslim who used to attend the mosque and did the attack in response to being bullied by some in the mosque. In response, Dyer has quickly had to walk backwards and take his little knee-jerk hate response. Dyer again had to change his hate talk, and what they have done now is they've gone over to the Associated Press as they tried to slip out of the scene. In other words, he doesn't want to be involved the way that he was involved. He jumped the gun, did he not? The Associated Press reported in the search for a suspect, Fresno Police Chief Jerry Dyer has said that the broken window and bleach poured on the American flag inside the Islamic Center appeared to be a hate crime. Folks, all hate is motivated. I'm sorry, all crime is motivated by hate. On Saturday, Dyer said that the investigators interviewed Khan and their theory has changed. It was obviously not as we thought, said Dyer. Added the police that will let the FBI agents decide whether hate crime charges are warranted. Boy, oh boy, did they have to take a quick step back. Huh. FBI agents decided whether hate crime charges are warranted. Oh, they decide. Really? Oh, okay. Gotcha. Khan confessed telling officers he was upset with people at the Islamic Center for talking down or bullying him, Dyer said. Remarkably, a member of Khan's family was allowed to speak at the police news conference to explain his supposed mental illness. Wow, isn't that unprecedented? Now when the Muslims actually are guilty of crimes that they're committing in America, well, the family gets to get up and try to, well, smooth things over. How often does that happen? Well, friends, it doesn't. Now, here we have it. First, the American people have lowered the law and dimmed the light by which man is to perceive his own guilt by lowering God's moral law, Exodus 20, and then allotting these useful idiot sodomites in the country, and basically allotting them a pass because they fell for the deceptive lie that they couldn't help themselves and they were born that way. And what was the response from the sodomites when America did not accept their debased and debauched lifestyles? Well, through tolerance and apathy, Americans helped open the door to empower these sodomites to attack anyone that does not become accomplices and criminals against nature and against God. Romans 1:24. First, we have the radical sodomites labeling the righteous, those that don't agree with their lifestyle because they stand upon the rock of Jesus Christ in Scripture. First, what they do is these radical sodomites, they label the righteous as haters. And then when the people were awakening to the fact that they were the ones acting out hate, they were exemplifying and exhibiting hate that was in their heart, then they relabeled the righteous opposition, theirs namely, as homophobic. We're afraid of the homosexuals. I ain't afraid of the homosexuals. There's nothing about them. There's nothing about these people that I fear. Not an iota of fear within me concerning these people. It's perversion and it's dangerous. And of course, when that was getting all worn out, homophobia, well, they began to go to the extreme by creating their own hate crimes and then began to inflict crimes upon themselves in hopes that someone would believe that they were the victims. Of people that didn't like the homosexuals. The big, bad, righteous people that just don't agree with their perversion. Watching the boy act like a girl and watching the girl act like a boy and dress accordingly as well. And then blame God for their gender. That's the first mistake that I've ever seen him make. Folks, the sodomites hold the shield as they perpetuate the crime with the spear. Don't forget that. Just ask the people over in Canada who are warning the American people before it gets too far what it's really about. Oh, and by the way, I don't need to say it. I'll let them say it. Kevin Jennings, the forward writer for a book called Queering the Elementary Education, Obama's Safe Schools Are, and founder of GLSEN, has admitted that bullying is nothing more than the affirmation, the normalization of the gay lifestyle in our education system. Teach the kids not to speak out against the homosexual students. Folks, I have yet to meet one. Out of the 350 high schools I've done, I have yet to meet a homosexual student. Where are they at? I don't know where they're at. I can't find them. Here's another thing. I can't find these homosexuals being victimized. I don't see anybody trying to bring the hammer down on them. I don't see anybody polarizing them. I do see people standing up against the crimes that they're committing against our students who are subjected to everything and protected from nothing. And I am the number one guy that will do that. And what these people don't want you to know is that they are committing the crimes against the students. They are infiltrating public schools. And they're attempting to protect the teachers that are doing the same thing, friends. Don't tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. I know exactly what I'm talking about. And it won't take you very long online to figure out exactly what I'm talking about. You can go to Larry Brinken. Folks, I can go down the line. Dan Savage, Kevin Jennings, Barack Hussein Obama, and his appointees. Alina Kagan on the Supreme Court. She's a lesbian, folks. That's known for queerifying Harvard. And she was appointed. And she was given a pass by the Republicans. And nobody said a word about her radical lesbianism. Not a word. She even attacks America's own military. She was appointed by Barack Hussein Obama. Well, he attacks America's military. Now, I know that I have over and over warned America that the radical homosexuals, these sodomites, are being used as a political battering ram to upend the Constitution of the United States. Yeah, many of these people are doing it because they think they're getting their way. No, they don't understand that they're being undermined. And let me take you to this thought. How is it that you lie for somebody that's lying to you and you expect that they're telling you the truth? How is it that you can have someone tell you to lie to the public and you expect them to be honest with you? Are you kidding me? Folks, you can have 99.9% of the American population stand up against God, but by the grace of God, I'm not moving because I know that I'm right. Why am I right? I know that I'm right when I am on the side of what is right in the lawgiver. I'm not moving from that. And I'm telling you, there's a whole lot of people out there that are in the same position. They are not moving from that. So they can kick and scream and moan and pull your hair and smack your face and decry victim all day long, friends. But I'm telling you, friends, you're being lied to. And I'm also telling you that, friends, people are not for the sodomites making way for Sharia law in America. Oh, Bradley, that's just so out there, really. I'm from Minnesota. I got to share this with you really quick because this guy, this coward, likes to take shots at me on a national level. His name is Keith Ellison. He's a congressman here. He's a radical Muslim. When he won his seat, how he did that, nobody knows in Minnesota. But we understand that they were shouting up and down the halls, Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar. Now, isn't it interesting that the Muslims are calling for the execution of the homosexuals in America? By the way, do your homework. There's videos out there of them saying this. A couple of them. I think there's three of them that I've seen. Now, what you need to understand is Keith Ellison, this little pipsqueak minion who talks out of school, swore in to serve we the people on the Quran. That's an impossibility. They have been given a privilege from their God to lie. Now, how many people out there can serve a God that tells you to lie? Folks, I want to tell you something. There is no such thing as a God that ever told you or required or commanded you to lie. I do know of a God that commands you to repent for your sins and for lying before a just and a holy God. And you're required and commanded to put your faith in Jesus Christ. But to lie because my God told me it's okay for me, that tells me that you serve an impotent God, a weak God. But going back to Keith Ellison, friends, is it not interesting that he's also the chairperson for the LGBT communities in Minnesota? You want to talk about the fox and the chicken coop, friends? This is how ignorant these people are. And they willfully go along with the program. And I want to tell you why. Because they're afraid of the Muslims. They're afraid of them. What are you afraid of? They're afraid of these people. Wow. Now, going back, we have Charles Carroll, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, "Without morals, a republic cannot subsist any length of time. They, therefore, who are decrying the Christian religion, whose morality is so sublime and pure, and which ensures to the good eternal happiness, and undermining the solid foundation of morals, the best security for the duration of free governments, Who's decrying Christianity? Well, the Muslims are now. In close pursuit, right behind who? The homosexuals who are trying to shut down what? The churches. Free speech. And folks, for those that are actually, accomplices with the homosexual, you're just kind of going along with the flow. I want you to understand that they mean to shut everybody up because they got to have their way, right? Because they've been oppressed for so long. You know what they're enemies of? God's moral law.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rick Godley, host of Ground Rules from the Playbook on ESPN 97.7 Radio in Ruston, Louisiana, with words of encouragement for the Sons of Liberty Radio Network. As they stand not only firm in the faith once delivered to the saints, but they're taking Jesus at his word and storming the gates of hell to set other captives free. Remember, when the Messiah returns, he's looking for a certain kind of faith. Read Luke 18:8 yourself and believe what you read. Don't read what you believe.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Hey guys, just to prove my point, what I was saying right, or what I meant to say right before the break there was, what are these people the victims of, these radical Muslims? What are they the victims of, these radical sodomites? God's law. That's it. That's what they're, folks, they're at war with heaven. They're at war with God. That's why they're called crimes against nature. Check out your state statutes and you'll find out exactly what I'm saying is right on the money. It's true. Crimes against nature. And just to prove my point, we have Mark Potok, who is a homosexual activist for a group called Southern Poverty Law Center. For those that did not know, Morris Dees was the guy, the head attorney over there. I'm trying to say of the Satanic Bible, probably. Of course, that's what it is. Interestingly enough, Morris Dees over there, he used to defend those that were committing crimes against the blacks in the KKK. This is the group the homosexuals are using just to show you the perversion here. But also to take it a step further, Mark Potok, who's the director of intelligence at the Southern Poverty Law Center, he said, sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim is aim in life. Listen to what he said, that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. So what do? Well, they put them on a hit list. They create stories and bend stories to fit their criteria concerning the propaganda that they push on the American people. I know that there's not a whole lot of people that believe it, but let me ask you the question, why is it there then? Why is it there? Oh, I say this. That the people in this country would simply take heed to my daddy's words. You wouldn't have to suffer these abuses that are taking place in America. As I said, close behind the radical homosexuals are the radical Muslims. They're decrying the same exact thing. They're attacking the same exact way. Same methodology. This is how you overthrow laws. So who's their daddy? Who's the lawless one? Who comes to steal, kill, and destroy? John 10:10. Satan does. I said that close behind the radical homosexuals are the radical Muslims that are taking advantage of these useful sodomites that, again, are inadvertently, and I believe inadvertently in many cases, attempting to pave the way for America's enemies who are, in fact, attempting to implement Sharia law. These sodomites are just the people to use to get the job done. Don't tell me. Don't tell me I'm lying, friends. Open up your eyes. These people are controllable. They're compromised. And I guarantee you every single one of these sodomites that are appointed by Barack Hussein Obama are controlled in just that fashion through extortive measures. They have dirt on them. Mark my words. I want to end with this. It's been said that a man need not shoot himself in order to commit suicide. He need only neglect the proper means of sustenance, and he will soon die. And so it is with the country that ignores its obligations and duties before a just and a holy God. This is exactly what the Lord told you not to do. This is what America is doing. Through, again, apathy and tolerance. And what's been shoved down your throat? Tolerance. And if you don't accept it, then you're a bigot, you're a hater, you're homophobic. Now the Muslims are picking up the same methodology, and they're saying the same exact things. By the way, friends, just like I told you. And instead of dealing with this stuff head on, we want to stand back and just let those in Washington that are compromised deal with the issues. And I want to tell you something, friends, they are dealing with them. They're giving your enemies a pass. And I want to tell you why they're giving them a pass is because they are a part of the problem in this country. Where an enemy is strong and aggressive, an army is doomed to sure defeat and capture unless a sharp look is kept. Every man wide awake at his post. But by the way, friends, Scripture tells us that the enemy sowed tares while men slept. What's America's excuse? Because we see this in front of our faces every day of the week. What is our excuse? We don't have an excuse. What kind of an excuse are you going to turn and give to your kids and your grandkids for doing nothing about the problem because you say you can do nothing about it? Really what it comes down to, call it for what it is. It's not that you can't do anything about it. Just speak the truth before God, my friend. It's you don't want to do anything about the problem. Oh, you're too busy. Yeah, I know. So am I. You know, I wish I had a camera. As a matter of fact, we may be doing some reality TV here soon enough. But I'd like to have a camera follow me around all day long. Because, folks, for all the things that I do 24/7, and friends, it is 24/7 at times, I'm still looking for more to do. Because I don't want to stand before God on Judgment Day and say, I wish I would have. I wish I would have. I wish I would have. It's not going to fly on Judgment Day. And by the way, I'm doing what I do because I love God. And a wise son maketh a glad father. I want to be wise for his purposes that he may be glad. And guess what his heart is through his son, Jesus Christ, who was sacrificed for the sins of the world? To seek and save that which is lost. And isn't it interesting that wherever a man gave an excuse to Christ, he pulled it down and he put the cross right up in his face and he said, then do this. You know, like the guy that came up to him and said, hey, Lord, do you mind if I go and bury my father? No, let the dead bury the dead. Whoa, that's cold. Yeah, but what are my mom and my dad going to say about it? Well, Jesus said he came to bring variance. Within the household, two will be divided against three. Well, that's not my Bible. No, I know it isn't because you haven't been reading the Bible. Here's the other thing. Well, Jesus is peaceful. Yep, before peace, though, friends, is war. You better understand that. And keep in mind that Jesus said, I didn't come into the world to bring peace. He said, I've come with a sword to bring division. And that's exactly what truth does, for the right reasons, not the wrong reasons. Now, going back to the mom and dad thing, is it not interesting that his mother and his brother came up to him and said, we want to talk to Jesus. But Jesus was busy preaching. You know, to he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Jesus was about the Father's business. That's all he did, incarnate, while he was here on this earth. He told his disciples as he looked on the people that he was teaching and preaching to, he said, who are my mother and my brethren? He said, those that hear the word of God and do it. Well, that's just mean, man. What about his mom and his brother? He was about his father's business, friends. Everything he did while he was on this earth, he wanted to please the Father in all that he did. As a matter of fact, even at the cross, he wanted to please the Father. He said, not my will be done, but yours be done. Because for those that don't know the word, I'm about to share it with you. There was legions of angels that were at the Christ's every whim, let me say it that way. If Christ called upon those angels to come down and deal with the issues of that were at hand, he could have called them down. He would have been released from that obligation. But you want to talk about a man of man's? You want to talk about the God-man, the Christ in the man who is without sin? He was tempted in all points, but without sin. You want to talk about a bold man? Well, we call him the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You want to talk about the opposite of what you have got a visual of when it comes to Christ, when the Bible says that he's a man of war? Have you read the Old Testament? Have you read the New Testament? Can you see that every time the enemy assailed him, did he magnify the works of the devil or did he come to conquer him in Jesus' name through his blood? Amen. Hallelujah. What I'm trying to say here, friends, is there's no excuse. Because even when you look in the Word, I come back to the Word. Lord, you know, you said in your Word that your heart is to seek and save that which is lost. Lord, you said in your word not to say that there's yet 4 months, but pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into the field. Lord, you also said in Isaiah 53, who has believed the report of the Lord? We do. Send us, Lord. Send us, Lord. We know where we find our life. We find our life where we lose our life. And this is why so many people get caught at the crossroads. Because it's a crossroads that you have developed in your own mind and heart. You know, God is found when you seek him with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Not in part. And don't go to God on your terms and say, Lord, give me this and I'll believe you're there. No. That's not how it works at all. Until a man becomes nothing, God will create nothing out of him. So when he puts you in that position, know that he's doing a work when he's breaking you down to nothing. Just ask David. But I want to say this. Sam, how much time do I have left? Where an enemy is strong and aggressive, an army is doomed to sure defeat and capture unless a sharp lookout is kept, every man wide awake at his post. And so it is that the moral and spiritual disasters usually overtake a nation when they are off guard, careless, and negligent. America, that is what you are not. This is all happening right in front of our faces. Let's respond. Love you by what I do, 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. See ya!
The human body is... extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.